Once again, praise and thank God you can join us for our evening service.
那么感谢神，我们大家都能够再一次在线上见面。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus always be with everyone.
愿主耶稣的平安喜乐与大家同在。
Here in the New York area, we just finished reading up the book of Joshua.
那我们在纽约区，我们刚刚读完的约书亚记。
And also, in a few days, we will start the Gospel of Luke.
再过几天，我们就要开始读路加福音。
But for these few days, we are now reading the book of Nahum.
但在这几天，我们正在读拿鸿书。
The book of Nahum is probably a book we probably are not so familiar with.
那拿鸿这一本书，可能是我们比较多人不太熟悉的一本书卷。
In general, the books in the so-called minor prophets really are not as well known. We don't really turn to them either.
那平常在这个小先知书的这一些书卷，我们平常都比较少去翻阅。
But just like it says in the book of Romans, it says all of these writings, these scriptures, are for our learning.
那就像圣经告诉我们的这一些这一切的书信所写下来，都是为了要带给我们造就。
So there's also a lot that we can learn from the book of Nahum.
所以我们也可以从拿鸿书信上学习到很多。
So tonight, I want to use the topic, comforting truths from the book of Nahum for our mutual encouragement.
那所以今天晚上想用就是从拿鸿书中的能够带给我们安慰的真理来做一个互相的勉励。
The truths that we will share tonight, they're not unique to Nahum. You can find them in other parts of the Bible too.
那今天我们要跟大家分享的真理，其实在其他的书卷也能够找得到。
But the subject matter, the historical context that the book of Nahum falls under, it really does uniquely highlight these truths.
但是特别是拿鸿书的这些主题还是它的重点，特别是跟这一些题目有关。
So ultimately, these truths can give us as God's people a certain amount of comfort.
所以这一些的真理都能够带给我们属神的人一些安慰。
Now, before we go into these biblical truths, I thought it's also good for us to look into some of the background of the book of Nahum.
在我们来看这些道理之前，我想我们对于拿鸿书的背景了解一下也是很好。
And since we are all looking at a screen anyway, I thought I will also share some slides.
因为我们都在看网上的这个荧幕，所以我们可以看一些这一些就是投影片，投影的片。
So, who was Nahum? Right?
这边说，那拿鸿是谁？
We can first turn to Nahum chapter 1, verse 1.
我们可以先来看拿鸿书一章一节。Nahum
chapter 1, verse 1.
拿鸿书第一章第一节。
It says, the burden against Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, here it tells us that Nahum, he was a real person, right?
所以拿鸿是一个真正的人。
And it says that he is the Elkoshite.
他是伊格哥斯人。
Scholars don't know exactly where this is.
这个圣经的这个学家也不知道这个地方在哪里。
But some people have some guesses.
那有的人有一些猜想。
Right. One possibility is perhaps he was an Israelite living in the land of Assyria, when Israel was taken captive.
所以这个有可能是他这个犹太人, 住在就是亚述国的时候, 当, 犹太人被掳到那边去的时候。
And Nineveh is the capital of Assyria.
尼尼微, 就是亚述帝国的首都。
And so the contents of the book of Nahum is written for Nineveh, for Assyria.
所以拿鸿的书信的内容是写给, 就是亚述帝国的尼尼微城。
Yeah, so again, this is just a guess. This is definitely not for sure, right?
那当然这个只是一种猜测, 不一定是真的是这样。
The name Nahum itself, it means consolation or comfort.
那拿鸿本身的意思就是, 安慰的意思。
Right. The root of this word is also found in other names.
那这个 字的根也曾够从其他的字源, 来看。
For example, the name Nehemiah.
就像尼西米,
actually is the same root.
也是同样的字根。
And Nehemiah means the Lord comforts.
那尼西米意思本身就是神必安慰。
Also, interestingly, when you look at this word root,
那我们如果看这个字根的时候,
sometimes it's used in verbs, other verbs, right?
有时候也会用在其他的动词上。
And one of the various meanings is that you are relieved by taking vengeance.
那一个意思就是因伸冤而得安慰的意思。
So maybe we can turn to an example. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 24.
我们可以看一个例子, 以赛亚书第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 24.
以赛亚书一章二十四节。
It says, Therefore the Lord says, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, Ah, I will rid myself of my adversaries and take vengeance on my enemies. Please read.
因此主万军之神说,以色列的大能者说,哎,我要向我的对头血恨,向我的敌人报仇。
When in the English it says, I will rid myself, that in the Hebrew is the same root as Nahum.
这边说我对头相对的时候，这个就是跟拿鸿的字根一样。
So, sometimes the word root is connected to taking vengeance.
所以这个字根就是跟报仇还是申仇有关。
Sometimes, yeah.
有时候。
And actually, when you read the book of Nahum, you can see how this is very relevant.
当我们读拿鸿书的时候，我们就可以看这个是非常有相关的。
Because the key theme, one of the key themes in Nahum is God's vengeance towards Assyria.
拿鸿书里面就是神要为以色列伸冤哦，对，就是对亚述帝国。
For an Israelite reading this content, he can probably take some comfort. Right?
当一个以色列人来读这一段, 书卷, 他们就可以得到安慰。
Okay. Now, the contents of Nahum, like I said, it is within a historical context.
那拿鸿的内容当然是, 处在一个历史的背景当中。
Usually, the book is dated between 663 BC to 612 BC.
那平常这本书是, 差不多著作在636, 主前636年。
663,
663年。
Yeah. And why?
啊, 为什么呢?
Because in chapter 3, it talks about the fall of an Egyptian city.
啊, 因为在第三章的时候有谈到一个埃及城市的,
Yeah, and that is a historical event that happened in
663.
Yeah, so it's definitely after that. And then it's before Assyria fell, because this book is talking about the fall of Israel, fall of Assyria.
那所以这当然是在那一年以后，但是也是在亚述帝国还没有灭亡之前。Now,
this is a map of Assyria back in, 那, you know, 800 to 600 BC.
那所以这一个地图就是亚述帝国的地图，差不多就是在那个时代的地图。And
the green area is all the lands that they were eventually able to conquer.
那这个绿色的这些地方就是他们以后他们就是有去得到的地。And
where is Nineveh? Nineveh is right here.
那尼尼微就是在这个地方。
It is in modern day Iraq.
是在今天的伊拉克。
And the modern city is called Mosul. Mosul.
所以今天的城市就是那个Mosul城市。
Yeah, maybe a few years ago during the Iraqi war, you might have heard of that city.
所以在几年前，当这个伊拉克征战的时候，或许我们有听过这一个城市。And
at that time, back when Nahum was written, it was the height of the Assyrian power.
在那个时候拿鸿著书的时候，那这个城市当然是那时候最强的城市。Yeah,
it was the world superpower.
可以说它是。 世界上最强的国家
But I think Nineveh is also very familiar for all of us. Right?
那我想尼尼微城对我们大家来讲其实也都很熟悉
Because we associate it with Jonah.
因为我们知道约拿书
Yeah, and Jonah went to Nineveh to prophesy and warn the Ninevites.
那我们知道约拿去尼尼微城那边传警告
And this happened around 700, maybe 60 BC.
所以这个差不多是在或许在主前760年左右。And
not long after, the Assyrians destroyed the northern kingdom of Israel.
所以在不久以后，这个以色列的北朝就被亚述帝国灭亡。Okay,
and many thousands were taken captive into exile.
好几千人就被带往，就是被掳去亚述帝国。And
so, like I just mentioned, Nahum then happens several decades later.
那所以拿鸿就是在这发生的十几年、几十年之后。Right,
and eventually the contents do come true. God does destroy Nineveh. By Babylon.
所以后来当然真的发生了，神借着巴比伦把尼尼微城毁灭。Okay.
So this is just some of the historical context to help us understand what's happening when we read this book.
所以这个就是历史上的一些背景，让我们能够来了解这个书信的内容。And
this is just a simple structure for us.
那这个是这一本书的结构。Chapter
1 is basically an announcement of God's vengeance towards Nineveh.
第一章就是深渊的宣告。In
Chapter 2, it is describing a little more in detail what's going to happen to them.
第二章谈到说就是深渊的描述即将要发生的事。Right.
And then finally, in chapter 3, God is explaining why. He justifies why Assyria will be destroyed.
那第三章谈到说主神为什么要来毁灭尼尼微。
Okay. So this is just some background that we can keep in mind if we haven't read this yet, right? Or if we're still reading the book of Nahum.
那所以这一些章我们在读的时候都能够帮助我们。
Now we can start to talk about some of the truths that we see in the book of Nahum.
那现在我们可以一起来看一些在拿鸿书里面的真理。
Okay. When you read the book of Nahum, you'll see that it's actually full of a lot of God's anger and fury, right?
当我们读拿鸿书的时候，可以发现到其实里面有很多神的这种怒气还是愤怒。
Just like we saw in the structure, one of the key themes of the book is God's vengeance.
所以就是刚才像我们读的书的架构一样，它很多都是谈到神的这个伸冤。
So on the whole, the book is very negative, and it's talking about God's fierce wrath.
所以在整本书来看，其实是都掺杂很多负面的词句因为是谈到神的这个愤怒。
And so, if you read it before, you might be thinking, you know, are there any comforting truths in this book?
我们如果以前读过，就会想到说，这样子在这里面有什么可以让我们受安慰的呢？
Right. The first truth I would like to share is from Nahum chapter 1, verse 3.
第一个我们要一起来分享，就是在一章的第三节。
Let's turn to Nahum chapter 1, verse 3.
我们请翻开拿鸿书第一章第三节。
It says, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power. Please read.
主神不轻易发怒，大有能力。
Yeah. Despite a lot of negative and angry content, there are a few little bits of verses like this that give us some positivity.
虽然富有很多负面的词句跟神的愤怒，但是我们可以发现有一些章节一些章节就是有带于这种就是正面的来能够鼓励我们的话。
So the verse that we just read is the first comforting truth that we can reflect on.
那第一这一个第这一节我们所读的就是第一个我们能够得到受安慰的的真理。
Yeah, the God that we worship, He is slow to anger.
那我们所敬拜的神，他不轻易发怒。
This description of God is actually first found in the five books of Moses.
这一个像神所描述的形容词，其实是在摩西五经当中就能够发现。
For example, right after the Israelites built the golden calf.
就像那些以色列人，他们先造了这金牛犊。
Then God, of course, was very angry.
当然神很生气。
But you can also see how God had mercy on the Israelites.
但是我们可以看到神也是对以色列人很有怜悯。
And especially with the intercession of Moses, God, his anger is calmed, right?
特别借着摩西的代祷。神的怒气就渐渐减掉了。
Right. And so later on, some of the psalmists, they also would repeat this phrase.
那后来在诗篇当中，很多诗人也都是会提到这一个词句。
That God is slow to anger.
神不轻易发怒。
Yeah. So time and time again, we do see in the Bible that God actually is very patient with us.
所以我们读圣经就能够看到其实神对我们是很有耐性的。
Right, even though in Nahum it's talking about the destruction of Assyria.
虽然在南红书谈到亚述帝国的毁灭，
but we can also think about how patient God was with Assyria too.
但是我们可以看到神对亚述帝国的那种宽容。
Just as an illustration,
我们可以看出这样的描述。
For example, Israel, the northern kingdom, like we said, was destroyed in about 722 BC.
那我们记得就是北朝以色列北朝是在差不多主前722年被毁灭。
When was Assyria eventually destroyed?
那后来亚述帝国是哪时候被毁灭的？
We said it was 612 BC.
我们说刚才有是在差不多主前612年。
So there was 90 years between these two events.
所以这个年代中间掺杂的90年。
Right, where they harmed, of course this is allowed by God to, they destroyed God's chosen people.
当然是神所允许的，但是就是亚述帝国 把神的选民的国家毁灭了。
But then God waits until about 90 years later until he takes vengeance for his chosen people.
但是神等候了90年到时候神就为他的百姓伸冤。
And these 90 years can basically show us how God is slow to anger.
这九十年的长度告诉我们神的宽容的时期。
God was very similar to other Gentiles as well.
神也是对其他的外邦的国家也是一样。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 15.
看创世纪十五章。
Genesis chapter 15.
创世纪十五章。
Let's read verse 13.
来读十三节。
Genesis chapter 15, verse 13.
创世纪十五章十三节。
Then he said to Abram, Know certainly that your descendants will be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and will serve them, and they will afflict them 400 years. Let's jump to verse 16.
来读十六节。
Verse 16, But in the fourth generation, they shall return here, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. Please read.
所以到了第四代，十六节，他们必回到此地，因为亚摩利人的罪还没有满盈。
Here was God speaking to Abram.
这边神对亚伯兰说话。
Right. And he was letting Abram know what would happen to his descendants.
他告诉亚伯拉兰，那时候他的子孙会碰到什么事。
He was saying that eventually his descendants will go to a land that is not theirs. Right? This is actually talking about Egypt.
告诉他说，以后你的后裔要寄居别人的地，那这个就指着埃及地。
And they will be there.400 years.
他们要在那边400年。
But then, in the fourth generation, they will come back to the land of Canaan, where Abram was at the time.
到了第四代，他们必回到此地，就是亚伯兰所住的当时的地方。
Right. And this is referring to Joshua's time, like we read the last month.
就是提到我们知道我们前几像这个时候还在读的，就是约书亚记他们回到这个地方。
Right, 400 years later, in the time of Joshua, that's when the iniquity of the Amorites is full, and God has now, his patience his patience is no more. So then God is using the Israelites to destroy the Canaanites now.
所以到了四百年之后，他们回到这个。迦南地的地方这个时候神的神再也没有办法忍耐，所以借着以色列的人来惩罚这些当地的人。
So really, it depicts how God is slow to anger.
所以告诉我们说，其实神是不轻易发怒的。
400 years before they were annihilated.
那四百年 之酒，神才给他们消灭。
And God was the same way with his own people.
神也是对他自己的百姓也是一样。
We know after the Israelites came into the land of Canaan,
我们知道当以色列人进到迦南地的时候，
unfortunately, they learned from the Canaanites that they did not destroy.
他们就是向那些他们没有毁灭的这些迦南地的人跟他们学习他们的习俗。
And started to worship idols.
他们就开始敬拜偶像。
And this is all recorded in the book of Judges.
这些都是记载在士师记当中。
And then from that time onward, the Israelites kept on falling into this type of temptation.
在这个时期之后他们以色列人常常的落入这种情况。
And then God would kept on sending his workers, judges, prophets, some kings, right, to remind them about what is right.
神借着士师、先知还是一些君王来提醒所有的百姓说到底什么是正确的。
And the whole time, God was very patient and slow to anger with them.
那这个所有的时期我们都可以看到神很有耐心的等候不生气。
Eventually, God's patience was expired, and he did allow the northern kingdom and eventually the southern kingdom to be destroyed.
后来神的怒气满了，所以北国跟南国就被毁灭了。
But this was also a process of many hundreds of years.
那所以这些发生的事情都是超过好几百年。
Yeah, so definitely sin and rebellion will stir up God's wrath.
那所以罪跟叛逆会使神的怒气发生。
We may also commit mistakes in our life.
那我们在我们的生活里面也会犯错。
But God is often so patient with us.
神常常对乎我们都是很有耐性的。
And he's waiting for us to repent and turn back to him.
他在等候我们能够回转然后向他悔改。
Let's turn to Joel chapter 2.
看约珥记第二章。
Joel chapter 2.
约珥记第二章。
And let's read verse 13.
约珥书第二章第十三节。
Joel chapter 2 verse 13.
约珥书第二章第十三节。
So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and he relents from doing harm. Right? Here we can see... Oh, please read.
你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服。归向神主你的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所的灾。
This is one of the prophets that God sent to the Israelites.
这个是神所差遣去以色列人当中的先知。
And God wanted them to repent.
神要他们悔改。
And not just on a surface level, but really deep down in their hearts to return back to God.
不只是只在表面上，而是在深处他们的心中来转向神。
And here it repeats the truth that we were just reading.
那这边就谈到了我们所翻开的这个真理。
Right, God is slow to anger and of great kindness.
神是不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱。
And he will relent from doing harm.
并且后悔不降所说的灾。
So like we were mentioning in the spiritual convocation.
就像我们灵恩会所提到的。
Right, the God that we worship is a friend of sinners.
我们所敬拜的神是这个罪人的神。
He wants to have a relationship with us.
他要跟我们建立起关系。
And he will be patient with us.
他待我们有相当的忍耐。
But he eventually is hoping that we will really repent. Right?
那他最终是盼望我们都能够归向他。
So God
能够悔改。
So God is slow to anger. This is a comforting truth.
所以神不轻易发怒，这也是一个能够安慰我们的道理。
Let's now go back to Nahum chapter 1.
那我们现在回来看拿鸿书的第一章。
And let's go back to verse 3.
第三节。
Nahum chapter 1, verse 3.
拿鸿书一章三节。
The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Please read.
主神不轻易发怒，大有能力，万不以有罪的无罪。他乘旋风和暴风而来，云彩为他的脚下，为他脚下的尘土。
The first part of this verse we already read.
在前半段我们读过了。
Right, this is talking about the truth of God's mercy.
谈到这个是神的怜悯的道理。
And this should bring us a lot of comfort, especially in our mistakes.
那特别当我们犯错的时候，这个能够带给我们安慰。
But the second part of this verse talks about another truth.
那在第二段，下半段，这一节的下半段告诉我们第二个真理。
Which is that God is just.
就是说神是公义的。
And that he passionately cares about what is right and what is wrong.
他很在意，什么是对，什么是错。
Right? Therefore, it says he will not at all acquit the wicked.
所以说，万不以有罪的为无罪。
Right. Let's also read the previous verse.
我们来读前面这一节。
Nahum chapter 1, verse 2.
拿鸿书一章二节。
God is jealous and the Lord avenges. The Lord avenges and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserves wrath for his enemies.
主神是忌邪施暴的神，主施暴大有愤怒，向他的敌人施暴，向他的仇敌怀怒。
On one hand, this is a warning, especially if we do wrong, if we sin.
在一方面，这个是对我们的警告，如果我们有犯罪的时候。
But on the other hand, this is also a comforting truth.
但是在另外一方面，这个也是一个安慰的真理。
Especially if we are the ones that suffered wrongdoing.
那特别是当我们是备受就是欺负的那一方。
Because we worship a God who is just. He will give justice to us.
因为我们所敬拜的神是公义的神，所以他必施行他的公义。
Right? We don't worship a God that is arbitrary.
我们不是敬拜一个什么事都允许的神。
Right? If it's wrong, God will definitely punish that. Right?
如果是错的，神一定会惩罚。
And therefore, his judgment is perfect.
所以他的审判是完全的。
Right. So what were some of the evils that the Assyrians were doing?
那这个亚述帝国的人他们做了什么坏事呢？
Right. How come God wants to take vengeance on them?
为什么神要向他们施行施暴？
Right. The first evil that they did was that they backslid in their faith.
那第一个就是他们在他们的信仰上退步了。
Right. We talked about how Jonah went there and they repented.
我们知道约拿有到他们那边去。而且他们悔改了。
And at that time, they really turned away from their violence and their evil ways.
所以当那个时候，他们真的离开了他们的暴力和他们错误的事情。
Right. And so today we also need to be aware not to backslide in our faith.
那今天同样的，我们也要提醒自己不要在信仰上退步。
Right? In the Gospel of Luke, it says, remember Lot's wife.
在路加福音告诉我们说，我们要记住罗德的妻子。
And then Jesus continues to say, whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it.
那主耶稣继续说，要失掉丧失生命的要得着生命，那要得着生命的必要丧失生命。
Right, so this is talking about how for Lot's wife, she was actually already on the way to salvation.
谈到这个罗德的妻子，其实她已经在得救的道路上。
But because she turned back, right, and she still loved the world, she still loved Sodom.
但是她回头了。他还是很怀念这个索多玛城。
So God turned her into a pillar of salt.
所以神就让他成为一个石柱。
This is symbolizing backsliding.
这个就是谈到说信仰上的往后退。
In the book of 2 Peter, it also talks about how we should not be like dogs returning to our own vomit.
在彼得后书有谈到说，像狗一样，他们回去吃他们自己所吐出来的。
Right. Or how the sow, the pigs return to the mud.
还是像那些猪，猪们他们会往泥回去，相同的泥回去滚。
And this is a warning for us not to backslide.
就要来提醒我们不要退步。
Because then we will be destroyed, right?
不然的话，我们就会被毁灭。
This is the first evil that the Syrians had.
所以这个是亚述人他们所犯的第一个罪。
Right. So secondly, they basically return back to their violence. Right.
那第二个就是他们又回到他们就是暴力的这种行动。
Let's turn to Nahum chapter 3.
看拿鸿书第三章
Nahum chapter 3
拿鸿书第三章
chapter 3 verse 1
第三章第一节
says woe to the bloody city it is all full of lies and robbery its victim never departs please read
祸灾这流人血的城充满诡诈和强暴抢夺的事总是不止息
let's also read verse 3
第三节
Jump to verse
3. 第三节
Horsemen charge with bright sword and glittering spear. There is a multitude of slain, a great number of bodies, countless corpses. They stumble over the corpses.
马兵争先，刀剑发光，枪矛闪烁，被杀的甚多，尸首成了大堆，骸骨无数，人碰着而跌倒。
Let's also jump to verse 10.
第十节
Nahum chapter 3 verse 10
第三章第十节
Yet she was carried away, she went into captivity. Her young children also were dashed to pieces. At the head of every street, they cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains.
但她被牵已被掳去，她的婴孩在各市口上也被摔死，人为他的尊贵人沾揪，他所有的大人都被链子锁着。
The verses that we read give us an idea of how violent and cruel the Syrians were.
我们所读的这一些章节都告诉我们说，亚述人他们多么强暴，多么的残忍。
And I also like to share pictures for you to also take as reference.
我也想跟大家分享一些我们能够来参考的这些相片。
If you go to the UK,
我们如果有到过英国
there is the so-called British Museum. It's very famous, 大英博物馆。
大英博物馆。
And one of the rooms is contains what we're going to see.
那他们有一个房间就是有这一段。
And it used to be in Nineveh, in the king's palace.
那这是过去是在尼尼微城, 就是这个他们国王的皇宫中。
And it's basically depicting how they lay siege on a city in Judea called Lachish. 好像是拉吉。
在谈论他们怎么样来攻陷拉吉。
Yeah, and these are some reliefs, right?
这个是他们所住的这些图片。
And it's just showing how they were able to be victorious and conquer the city.
就是来描述他们怎么样的得胜，来胜过这个城市。
Now, in a little bit, I'll show you a picture.
再等一下，我们会看到一个画面。
And it'll be a close-up of one of these scenes.
就是对于这一段比较近的画面。
And it kind of shows you the cruelty that they had.
Okay, actually,
you can kind of see it right there. I'll show you.
多么残忍。
Okay, let me go to a picture now.
我们现在来看这一张。
Share another screen. Okay. Okay, this is how that room looks like, right?
这个就是刚才我们所看的，就是那一个墙壁，但就是那个房间。
Yeah, and there's one of the pictures there, right? Is of three dead bodies being impaled, right?
所以看到有一个图像，就是在看他们怎么样把人挂在这个木架上。Yeah,
actually, the Assyrians were known, is well documented how cruel they were.
我们知道亚述帝国就是有在历史上被记载他们是很残忍的国家。There's
other scenes like this where they're like standing on piles of skulls.
也有像类似这样子的，有画到说他们是站在众，就是众很多不同骷髅的头上。Yeah,
and this is another scene from the same room talking about how they enslaved those people.
这边就是在描述他们怎么样把他们所胜过的人来做，让他们做成奴隶。Yeah.
So this is one of the other evils, like that the Assyrians took part in.
所以这个就是这亚述帝国他们的强暴的暴力。Okay.
When you were to, if you are to read Second Kings,
我们如果读到列王记下,
chapter 19,
19章,
you can also read what happened when one of their kings came back and was completely defeated.
我们也可以看到说，当他的国王输掉了打仗的时候，他回到国家，他们所做的是什么事？
And the king's, I think, two sons killed their own father.
他们自己的两个孩子，这个国王的两个孩子，把他们的父亲杀了。
Right, while the king, their father was in the temple.
当他们的这个国王这个父亲还是在这个他们的殿当中。
Let's now turn to Nahum chapter 3, verse 4.
我们来看拿鸿书的第三章的第四节。
Nahum chapter 3, verse 4.
拿鸿书三章四节。
Because of the multitude of harlotries of the seductive harlot, the mistress of sorceries, who sells nations through her harlotries and families through her sorceries.
都因那美貌的妓女多有淫行、惯行、邪术，借淫行诱惑列国，用邪术诱惑多族。
This is another reason, another evil that God was taking vengeance for.
这个也是另外一个罪恶，就是因为神为什么要惩罚他们？
Their entire religion right, was related to idolatry and sorcery.
他们整个的宗教的信仰就是在偶像和这个淫情上。
I'm going to share a couple more pictures.
那再跟大家分享一些。
These are just a couple of pictures of their deities.
那这些就是有关乎他们所拜的神像。
There is this so-called Lamassu.
就是有一个叫 Lamassu.
It's a winged bull with a human head.
就是有人头的翅膀公牛。
And is a protective deity.
这个是他们的保护神。
Another one is mentioned in the Bible in 2 Kings called Nisroch.
在圣经当中有提到这一个就是尼斯洛的这一个假神。
And it's depicted with a head like an eagle.
就是有鹰翅的神，有鹰头鹰翅。
And maybe known by another name.
或许有另外一个名字。
Which would be the god of fire and light.
就是所谓火与光的神。
Yeah. So these were is another reason why God was going to take vengeance on them.
所以这个也就是另外一个原因，神为什么要伸冤。
Right. So the God that we worship, He does care about right and wrong.
所以我们所敬拜的神很在乎什么是对，什么是错。
Right, wrongdoing will not go unpunished.
错的罪不会没有受到惩罚。
Right, so when we have been wronged by others,
当别人犯罪来欺负我们的时候，
if we are ever persecuted, if we are ever mistreated,
如果我们受到逼迫，还是受到欺负，
if we have ever been cheated by others,
还是我们被别人骗了。
Don't worry, because the God that we worship is just.
我们不需要担心，因为我们所敬拜的神是公义的神。
And just like he says in Romans, he says, vengeance is mine.
所以就像在罗马书说，神，我必报应。
Okay. So this is a second truth.
所以这个是第二个我们学习的真理。
Very quickly, let's talk about a third comforting truth.
那很快的我们来谈一下就是安慰我们的第三个真理。
And this is actually related to the previous one.
这个跟前面一个有关。
Right, and this is talking about timing now.
现在是谈到时候。
Right, sometimes God's vengeance may seem delayed.
有时候神的报应好像是很晚到了。
But we have to take comfort because it eventually will come.
但是我们需要得安慰，因为最终还是会来临。
Right. So, like we said, Israel was destroyed by Assyria in 722 BC.
那我们知道以色列国被亚述帝国在主前720年左右被毁灭。
And Assyria was quite cruel to the Israelites too.
那亚述帝国对于以色列人很残忍。
According to 2 Kings, they lay siege on Samaria for 3 years.
在列王记下谈到说他们围攻了这个北国的
撒玛利亚。
撒玛利亚三年。
3 years of siege. That means nothing could go in or out for 3 years.
所以三年以内没有人能够进出那个撒玛利亚城。
And you can just imagine inside people are getting hungry and dying and nothing to eat. 3 years.
我们可以想象在那个城里一定有很多人没有食物吃没有就是没有办法做任何事。Okay.
And later, Judah became constantly under the threat of the Assyrians too.
那后来犹大国也常常的受到亚述帝国的攻击。
And even though they were not conquered by the Syrians, they were always a threat. They were always nearby.
虽然他们没有被亚述帝国来毁灭，但是亚述国还是常常的来扰乱他们。
Let's turn to Nahum chapter 1.
拿鸿书一章。
Let's turn to Nahum chapter 1.
拿鸿书第一章。
Let's read verses 12 and 13.
第十二节十三节。
Thus says the Lord, though they are safe and likewise many, yet in this manner they will be cut down when he passes through you. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more. Verse 13.
第十三节。
For now I will break off his yoke from you and burst your bonds apart. Please read.
主神如此说：尼尼微虽然势力充足，人数繁多，也被剪除，归于无有。犹大，我虽使你受苦，却只不再使你受苦。现在我必从你的颈项上挣断他的轭，扭开他的绳索。
Most of the content of Nahum is towards the Assyrians.
所以拿鸿书的内容大部分是对着尼尼微亚述国的。
But these two verses are written for Judah.
但是这两节是为着犹大国所写。
Because the Assyrians were always a threat around Judah.
因为亚述帝国常常的在搅乱犹大国。
And many cities had to pay tribute to the Assyrians.
那很多的城市都要向这个亚述国进贡。
But here, God promises he will break the yoke from them.
但是这边神答应说一定要折断他的轭。
Right, so vengeance is coming, and we should not be discouraged.
所以神伸冤的时候要到了我们不需要气馁。
It may seem like it's so long, but it eventually will come.
虽然感觉好有好长一段时间，但是终时会到。
Right, so it's like the parable that Jesus Christ gave us.
就像主耶稣给我们的比喻。
In Luke chapter 18, he talks about the parable of the persistent widow.
在路加福音十八章谈到这个就是切求的这个寡妇。
And it's to teach us to pray and not grow weary.
就是来教导我们说要恒切祷告，不要灰心。
And even though it is often called the parable of the persistent widow, when you look carefully, the main focus is actually on the unrighteous judge.
虽然是常常谈到这个很切求的这个寡妇，但是其实重点是讲到这个不义的官。
And there's this comparison that is being made here in that parable.
那所以在这个比喻当中，我们可以来做一个比较。
Right, an unjust judge is basically being compared to God.
一个不义的官，其实这边跟神一起来相比。
Right, this judge doesn't care about anyone.
这个官他谁都不管。
But God, he's perfect and he cares for his people.
但神是完全的神，他是很在意他自己的百姓。
The widow is also being compared to us.
那这个寡妇其实跟我们一起来相比。
Right, the widow is helpless, poor, and needy.
这一个寡妇她是很贫穷的，他也是很有需要的人。
But we as God's chosen people, we actually are very honorable and precious in God's eyes.
但我们属神的人，其实在神眼中是很宝贵的。
So God is using this more extreme type of contrast to highlight the truth.
所以神用这一个比较极端性的描述来让我们了解。
If even this unjust judge, unrighteous judge, will listen to the widow, how much more our heavenly Father in heaven?
如果这个不义的官都会替这个寡妇来伸冤，更何况是我们天上的父。
Right, and so the question then is, when Jesus comes again, will he find this type of faith?
所以问题就是说，当主耶稣来的时候，他有办法找到这种信心吗？
That we believe that God is good and that he will take vengeance for us.
我们相信神是好的，而且他会替我们伸冤。
So this is something that we must hold on to, right?
所以这个是我们一定要把持住的。Let's
take comfort in this truth.
我们需要从这个真理上得到安慰。God's
vengeance may seem delayed, but it will come.
神的伸冤虽然看起来有点晚，有点迟了，但是一定会来。So
for the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years.
因为在神来看，一天像一千年。
1,000 years is like a day.
一千年也如一天。
So our timeline is not God's timeline.
我们的时候不是神的时候。
But let us have faith in this truth that God's justice will prevail.
但是我们要对于这个真理有信心，神的公义一定会彰显。So
I apologize for going a little overtime.
那我向大家道歉，我们超过一点点时间。But
I hope that these truths in Nahum can give us good reminder and good comfort.
但是我盼望这一些在拿红书上的真理能够带给我们一些安慰。The
God we worship is slow to anger.
我们所敬拜的神不轻易发怒。He
passionately cares about right and wrong.
他很在乎什么是对，什么是错。
And he will take vengeance for us.
然后他必定会为我们伸冤。
Even though it may seem delayed.
虽然有点看起来会迟了。
But it will come.
但一定会来临。
Let us now conclude with a prayer together.
那么现在一起跪下来祷告。
Let's pray for about 15 minutes.
我们祷告15分钟。